A strange scene has just been enacted in the office of Nemesis Incorporated. Grover Donnelly, Chicago millionaire, has been threatened with death, and a cleverly disguised double has been killed in his place. Donnelly was left in the office of Nemesis Incorporated, guarded by Sergeant Cleary of the Homicide Squad, while Marie Ravel, junior partner of Nemesis Incorporated, and her new assistant, Pete Smith, are racing back from the Donnelly home with the threatening letters that Donnelly received. The furious drive ends when they crash into an ambulance on the North Shore. In Marie's office, Donnelly presents a strange appearance as he stands near the window with Sergeant Cleary.
That was a narrow escape, Mr. Donnelly. If that had been your body instead of the dummy in your clothes we let down in front of the window below, you would now be lying on the sidewalk 20 stories below us.
Oh, it was horrible, Sergeant. That fearful machine gun fire coming through that window and, well, almost blowing that dummy to pieces.
That's what I had to drop the dummy for. If it had hung there in front of the window, they would have seen that it wasn't your body. As it is, they think you're dead. And that may be the thing that will save your life.
But I've no clothes now, and Marie and Pete will be back any moment with the letters from my home. Now, I can't meet them in my underclothing.
Well, it maybe ain't the regular costume for conferences, but you ought to be glad that you're able to meet them at all.
No, I don't mean to be ungrateful, Sergeant. You've saved my life, and I won't forget it the next time I have dinner with the commissioner. You know, but I do rather feel out of place in this garb.
We'll fix you up with something, sir. That looks like a clothes closet there. I'll have a look at it. These things are all Marie's. Looks like she keeps a full wardrobe here. Mostly evening dresses and coats.
Well, I'm afraid dresses wouldn't do very well.
Right you are, sir. But here's a nice long raincoat. This will cover you up until you can get out of here. Or get some clothes into you. Better put it right on, sir. It's chilly in here.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. Yeah, that'll help a lot. Well, there we are now. Oh, it isn't bad at all. Good thing I'm not very tall and this coat is long.
I'll make three guesses who that is, and they're all headquarters. Somebody has found and reported your dummy on the walk below. Hello? Yeah, this is Cleary. I thought you had. Who found it? Fell right beside a parked radio car. Couldn't be better. And the boys hauled it into the car without attracting a crowd? Getting better all the time. Now listen, don't let anybody see that dummy. And give a story to the news hounds that Donnelly, yes, Grover Donnelly, fell to the walk after being shot with a machine gun as he hung in front of a window on the 20th floor of this building. And how about my fingerprint man? On his way. All right. Now put this on fast. Throw a net around this building. Ride the elevators and parade the halls. And close the 21st floor. Bring anyone suspicious to me in Marie Ravel's office.
Now what can be keeping Marie? She should have been back here 10 minutes ago.
I don't like that either. Hold on there. Here comes that voice.
Yes, Clary. Here's that voice. And because the Nemesis hears and sees much that is hidden from mortal eyes and ears...
Oh, someday I'll find out how that voice comes out of that...
You'll find out nothing if you interrupt me again, Sergeant. I want to advise you that the office below you is now empty. Your phone line is no longer tapped. Your ruse was very clever, Sergeant. You're improving.
Oh.
You should have been a detective.
Oh, did you hear that now? So I ought to be a detective, ought I? Well, if you're listening, Mr. Voice, I figured out that office would be empty and our phone line closed again before you.
Say, here are Marie and Pete now.
Not so fast, sir. Back in that corner. I'll see who it is.
Well, who's there? C'est moi, it is me, Jacques Larue. Well, it's about time.
You sent for me, Sergeant, to bring my material, so
save it, Frenchy, save it. What hurried you so fast? I wanted you quick.
But may I come to make fingerprints, not arguments?
Come on in here. All right, Mr. Donnelly, you can show yourself. Get to work on that table, Frenchy. Mr. Donnelly, this is Larue, fingerprint man from headquarters.
How do you do?
Try everything in the office, Frenchy.
Maybe.
Now, Mr. Donnelly, I'm going to ask you to do something you may not like. I want your fingerprints.
Now, look here, Sergeant.
I'll explain it to you. I'm not sure at all about this Pete Smith that's working with Marie. And I want his prints, too. So to keep him from suspecting anything, I'll have to take everybody's. Yours, Marie's, Pete's, and me own.
Well, of course, if you put it like that.
Hey, Frenchy, lay out 5 cards and materials here, will you? We're going to try something.
They are all there, voila. Bien. I shall go out and get the outer doorknob, no?
No, he's right. We'll get that later. Just now, keep this cage shut up tight. Now, Mr. Donnelly, if you'll watch me and do as I do, 1 finger at a time. First on here, then on the card, with a firm, light pressure. There you are. Just takes a moment, your right thumb first, and they'll all be done.
Is that identification absolutely positive?
Oh, there's millions of prints on file all over the world. And so far as I know, nor 2 of them even looks alike to a man who knows how to read them. Well, there's mine. And I'll just write me name on me card. Now yours, sir. You go right ahead and put your prints there, Mr. Donnelly, and your name under it. I'll close this door so you won't have to hide. Stay out of the way, Clancy. I'll get this. Who's there?
It's Marie and Pete.
Hurry it up, Marie.
Come in right up, Marie.
I'm all right, Pete. I can walk alone.
You don't feel very steady to me. Shut that, Sergeant.
You two look like you've been through a cyclone.
Never mind how we look. Shut the door. Now, come on in your private office and sit down here, Marie. Now, just sit there and... Why, Mr. Donnelly, I'm sorry, sir.
It's all right. I don't blame you a bit for laughing, my boy.
Well, my raincoat fits you very nicely, Mr. Donnelly, but where are your clothes?
And why the fingerprint?
I'll explain all that. But what happened to you two? You're 15 minutes late.
Well, we hit an ambulance and wrecked our car.
Yeah, it didn't help the ambulance any either.
The ambulance was driven to hit us. Nobody in it, and the driver ran away at the crash. He drove right into us.
Who was driving your car?
I was. Marie was reading Mr. Donnelly's threatening letters.
Are you sure you didn't drive into the ambulance, Mr. Smith?
Oh, what's the matter with you, Sergeant? Peter did a grand job of driving and keeping us right side up after we'd been hit. If he hadn't, we wouldn't be here. We finished the drive in a taxi. Here's the letters.
I'll take them to headquarters for the experts to work on and see if we can't figure out that thing signed on them.
Oh, I figured that's coming down in the car. It's an octopus.
An octopus? Well, what could that mean, Marie?
Well, we figured a couple of things it might mean. But before we divide with you... What's all the fingerprinting about?
I saw you taking your own as we came in, Mr. Donnelly. The sergeant hasn't arrested you, has he?
None of that, none of that. This is serious business.
You bet it is. Taking the fingerprints of any citizen is serious business.
Well, would you object to having yours taken?
I certainly would.
Did you hear that, Mr. Donnelly? What did I tell you?
Well, what did you tell him? You act as if you had the axe out for Pete, Sergeant.
Well, the sergeant did say something about...
I said we take the prints of everyone here just as a starting point in this case. After all, the body was taken out of here, and we might all have been in here just before the body.
Clary, if that's a crack at me,
oh,
I'm going...
Oh, please. I know that what the sergeant asks is unusual, and he can't demand it until you're under arrest. But why don't you want him to take them? I'll give him mine. May I use this card, Sergeant?
That's the spirit, Marie. Go right ahead. Well, how about it, wise guy?
I don't care much for it.
That's up to you. You know your rights, but it don't look so good for you. I claim there's something wrong with any man who's afraid to have his fingerprints made.
Pete, come over here and give the sergeant your prints. We've got other things to do.
Oh, all right, if you say so.
Now, Sergeant, I have figured out that the design used for a signature on the threats Mr. Donnelly received is an octopus.
Yes, but why an octopus?
That's what we've got to find out. And there's boys at headquarters that know a lot about finding out such things.
And here's something else. While we were coming down the drive, just before that ambulance hit us, this little vest pocket flashlight was thrown in the car window with a note tied to it.
And wrapped in your handkerchief to save the prints, eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, good girl, Marie. Here, Frenchy, see if you can raise any prints on this thing before it gets too mushed up.
Well, there's my prints. But remember, Sergeant, you took them under protest.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Pete?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marie.
And here's the note that was tied to the flashlight.
Oh, handwriting, eh? That helps, maybe. Same signature, and this is a little better drawing. It's an octopus, all right, but that's getting us nowhere fast. So they warned you not to try to reach the office. That Mr. Donnelly would be dead before you could get here.
Yeah, that's what the note says. We believed it might be true. That's why I was stepping on it hard enough to smack into that ambulance.
Well, I should have been dead, but for the sergeant, I imagine. He thought the criminals were in the office directly underneath this one. Now, they tapped our phone, and so he took the receiver off the hook and allowed them to overhear our conversation. And then he quickly made a dummy with drapes and my clothes, and talking loudly as if luring me to safety, he let that dummy out of the window.
That window below was the one, all right. They blasted through the glass with a machine gun and riddled the dummy. Then they took a powder.
Well, that means our line is no longer tapped, then.
Right. That voice thing, and And don't let me forget to ask plenty more questions about that. That voice told us the line was closed. Now let's get on with it.
Well, here's something I want to know. You received 3 threatening letters on 3 consecutive days. That's right, Mr. Donnelly?
Precisely.
Then you were absent from your home and business for the next 3 days?
Yes, I was.
Well, where did you spend the 3 days?
That's right, Donnelly. Where were you? Did you contact the gang that threatened you?
No, of course not.
Was that gang holding you during that time?
This is the suit of clothes you left home in, and the suit the gang duplicated to dress your murdered double in.
You must have seen some of the gang. I know you'd be afraid to identify them if you had, but we'll protect you. Were you held by that gang?
Now, look here. This sounds like a cross-examination.
Oh, we're only trying to help you. Who kidnapped you?
And where were you for 3 days? Where did that gang hold you?
I tell you, I never saw any gang.
Sergeant Cleary, voyez, the fingerprints on the flashlight thrown with the note into the car.
So what?
They are exactly the same as those on this card here of Monsieur Donnelly's.
Mr. Donnelly's prints on the flashlight.
And one of the kidnap gang threw that flashlight in our car.
So you never saw the gang, eh, Donnelly?